All righty, let's get the weekend started then, shall we? It's Friday downtown, 4 below 0, another cold morning out there. As we look at First News, it's fair, it's accurate, you get the damn truth. U.S. forces have conducted now another strike against Iranian back to the rebel military sites in Yemen. Joe Biden acknowledged that American and British bombardment had yet to stop these militants' attacks on vessels. It's trying to disrupt global shipping. U.S. Central Command said the latest strikes destroyed two Houthi anti-ship missiles that were aimed at the Red Sea. Biden said the U.S. will continue the strikes, even though so far they haven't stopped the Houthis. We're not going after Iran. That's where all this stuff's coming from, all the hardware, the money, financing, technology. Pakistan, on the other hand, they're not screwing around. They went right after Iran. Took a couple shots at them yesterday. First in the nation, New Hampshire primary will test former President Trump's front-running status. New Hampshire has considerably more moderate electorate than the one that delivered Trump a big win. Keep in mind, New Hampshire's primary is different than the Iowa caucuses. The Democrats are spending millions and millions of dollars in New Hampshire. They're trying to get the Democrats in New Hampshire, because they can, vote in the Republican primary to try to give Nikki Haley a boost. Oh, you got to watch them. You got to sleep with one eye open when you're dealing with the Democrats up there. We'll see how it goes. Congress sent President Joe Biden a short-term spending bill that would avert our government shutdown again, keep spending where it is again into March. House approved the measure, opposition coming mostly from the conservative members of the Republican Congress. Nevertheless, Democrats joined in, of course they would, and passed the same spending rate as we currently have. It will get the government now through the month of March. Forecasters said there is a second storm expected to move into New York with snow, causing chaos even further south. Friday's forecast come as storms the past 2 weeks have blasted much of the country. Wind, snow, sub-freezing temps, blamed for 45 deaths. They could get 5 inches of snow in New York through Friday. Oregon's governor declared a statewide emergency after days of freezing rain and frigid temperatures knocked out power in that area. North Korea said they've now tested a nuclear-capable underwater attack drone in response to a naval exercise by South Korea and the United States and Japan. They're blaming rivals for tensions. The drone test came days after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un declared he would scrap his country's long-standing goal of a peaceful reunification with South Korea and would rewrite its constitution to define South Korea now as its most hostile foreign adversary. All this has gone to hell, folks, under the Biden administration. President Trump had a great relationship with North Korea, even walked in there to their country, first president in 70 years to do it, and now they're being ignored, and their anger is rising. Japan's space agency prepares for their first moon landing Saturday. We told you that. They want to hit a very small target, Smart Lander, and for investigating the moon. Lightweight spacecraft about the size of a passenger car. They want to use pinpoint landing technology. Most of the previous probes use landing zones that were 10 kilometers wide. They're trying to get one that's about the size of a football field. If successful, it would make Japan the fifth country to land something on the moon. The United States, Russia, China, India have already done so. Joe Biden said he and his team are closing in on a Senate deal on border security and Ukraine funding. At issue is whether to preserve the president's authority to allow migrants into the U.S. Republicans said they're using this humanitarian parole authority as an end run around Congress. They don't like it. We don't know what's in it yet because they haven't given it to the Republicans to look at. Some of them say the Biden administration and Democrats want to allow 5,000 people a day to come into America across our border. 5,000 a day and really not restrain much. And they want funding. This one could be DOA in the House if it gets there. NATO will launch next week their biggest war games in decades with around 90,000 personnel that are going to take place in this military exercise. It's aimed at showing Russia the alliance that NATO has as Russia's war on the Ukraine bogs down. Vladimir Putin ordered Russian troops into Ukraine in February of 22, almost 2 years ago. The exercises are meant to deter them from targeting any member countries in Europe. President Trump was adamant about NATO funding coming from European nations as much as we put in. That has since changed now under this new administration. Europe needs to do more. Hunter Biden has agreed to appear before the House Republicans for a private deposition next month, ending months of defiance, ignored the subpoena. House Oversight Committee announced Thursday two parties have come to agreement for Hunter to sit in for that deposition February 28th. Republicans had been set to advance a contempt resolution against him because he didn't acknowledge or uphold the subpoena that was issued for him. We'll see what comes from that. A small airplane that crashed into the ocean off the California coast has been identified as one of tens of thousands of home-built aircraft, part of a high-flying hobby taking off across the country. Federal investigators said initial reports indicate four people were aboard that single-engine Cozy Mark IV when it went down Sunday by San Francisco. No survivors have been found. One body was recovered. The 4-seat plane was built by a now-retired dentist who flew the plane for 15 years and sold it. More than 33,000 amateur-built planes, which is a class known as Cozy Aircraft, are now licensed by the FAA. That figure has tripled since the 1980s. You can get these things for about $100,000 and fly them. Wastewater testing does a good job at detecting Mpox infections, but U.S. health officials said in a report it's bolstering a push to use sewage now to track more diseases. The Center for Disease Control found that over the course of a week, there was about a 32% likelihood that tests, if done, would detect the presence of at least one person who's been infected with Mpox in a population ranging from thousands to millions. It turns out that this new testing is working well, but it also brings to light now the problem that we may have with some of our water systems in America. The U.S. monitoring system is growing. Currently, 863 of our nation's 3,143 counties, roughly a quarter of them, are reporting wastewater data now to the CDC, which would be able to help track diseases should they appear. World markets are mostly advancing today after Wall Street recovered some of this week's earlier losses. Japan reported down they have slower inflation now, so Taiwan led the gains in the Asian markets today. U.S. futures oil prices were up a little bit. Thursday, the S&P 500 up 0.9 of a point. That followed back-to-back drops. The Dow Jones gained 0.5%. NASDAQ jumped 1.3% yesterday as tech stocks had a good day. Wholesale gasoline prices were up yesterday across the country, 4 cents a gallon. Crude oil delivery was up $1.52 a barrel, closed yesterday at $74.08 per barrel. Ice cream maker Ben & Jerry's has reached a contract agreement with workers at a shop in Vermont where that company was actually founded because employees petitioned they wanted to strike and unionize. 40 workers at that ice cream shop in Burlington announced last April they wanted to form a union. Ben & Jerry's is known across the board for a lot of their social activism anyway. Scoopers United, that's what they call them. Said in a statement that the joint celebration is a testament of leadership and collaboration between both parties to create such a monumental first contract. Ben & Jerry's is currently owned by a consumer goods conglomerate now called Unilever, but they have themselves a new contract. That bitter cold weather is causing all kinds of problems in the energy sector. You may recall last week, Matt Rosendale took some pictures of the wind turbines that can't turn when it's 35, 40 below. Well, the bitter cold weather also caused some spills in the oil fields in North Dakota and a slowdown in their production. North Dakota saw multiple days of frigid weather with wind chills 70 below zero in some of the Bakken oil fields. That strains the workers and it strains equipment, and that can lead to mishaps or an oil spill. There were 60 small spills and environmental problems last week, according to the Dakota Department of Environmental Quality. No public health was at risk, but it just shows you what very, very bitter cold temperatures can do. As of Wednesday morning, their state's output was estimated to be down 650 to 700,000 barrels a day because of the cold weather that hit this part of the country. Had some heavy snow here in recent days. Gallant County National Forest Avalanche Center has issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the areas around Cook City. They got over a foot of snow. Strong winds overload the already weak snowpack, creating very dangerous avalanche conditions. Natural and human-triggered avalanches are likely. That's why they've issued this avalanche warning out there. So you folks that like to go snowmobiling and stuff up there in that part of the country, be very careful this weekend because the snow is unstable. And scientists have mapped the largest coral reef deep in the ocean, stretching hundreds of miles off the U.S. coast. Now, they've known about it since the 1960s, the coral present off the Atlantic coast. But the reef's size remained a mystery. New technology made it possible now to map the ocean floor in 3D. This reef extends about 310 miles from Florida to southern Carolina. South Carolina. The area is three times the size of Yellowstone Park. Scientists says it's possible that this larger deep reef will be discovered since only about 75% of the world's ocean floor has ever been mapped by high resolution anyway. But it's a huge reef out there. In fact, where we go next week, it's the second largest barrier reef in the world where we snorkel. And so anyway, there's this huge reef out there in the ocean off the Atlantic coast that they found.
In sports, Nick Saban left Alabama, and so they went to Washington, and they have plucked the head coach there, and that's Kalen DeBoer. And as soon as he signed on, nine players left Alabama because they were all about the coach. Well, Washington had signed one of the best quarterbacks coming out of high school in Austin Mack. And now Austin Mack is going to go to Alabama to be with his coach. And so they're still going to have the quarterback that started last year and two others, and now this kid coming up. So Alabama will be strong at quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to hit 12 today. So we start a warm-up. Finally tonight, we're not going to get below zero. We're going to dip down to about 7. I would make a wager that when you wake up tomorrow morning, whatever time that may be, we will have already started the climb.
Probably.
You know, usually 7 o'clock, right? That time is the coldest part of the day. I'm guessing by then tomorrow, we will have already started the climb. 37 Saturday, 40 Sunday. And then we get to upper 30s and 40s now, the way it looks, all the way to the end of January.
Good.
So we'll get a break, a chance to regroup, get caught up, get those Christmas lights down.
Way ahead of you.
Oh, yeah. 4 below right now. I had 12 below at the ranch this morning. There's some still cold stuff out there, folks. That's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together kicking off the weekend, and thanks for tuning into the Cat.